The K Jazz Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
It was on the 27th of August 2024 when we learned of the ascension of one of South Africa's prolific jazz drummers. Makaya Ntsoko played with Dollar Brand's trio in 1959 and recorded a sextet with Hugh Masekela and John Mahigan. That was in 1959. He performed on the Jazz Pistols album Jazz Pistols Verse 1, and he was also a founding member of the Jazz Giants with Kipi Mwekezi, Dudu Bukwana, Gideon Nxumalo, and Martin Nkijima. He left South Africa in 1962, moving to Switzerland and playing with Johnny Herter and Dollar Brand at the Club Africana in Zurich from 1963 to 1965, and ultimately settled in Basel, Switzerland, and went on to release music as a leader, sideman, and collaborated with Johnny Jani, Mal Waldron, Ben Webster, and many other jazz greats. And we gather this Sunday with South African drummer and grandson to Makaya, Kanu Ntsoko, as we pay tribute to this giant of the South African jazz music scene in a conversation we call Remembering Makaya Ntsoko. Kanu, welcome to the show.
Hey. Hey, sir. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. You know, just recovering from everything, you know?
Yep, absolutely.
But yeah.
And thank you for joining us, you know, as we reflect on the life and times of a giant whose career spans but a short period, yet his name is rather legendary. And I want us to begin, you know, Kanu, with Makaya's early life, going back to reflect on some of the stories from his time in Cape Town.
So Makaya grew up in Kwalanga, in Cape Town. He was the third born out of the nine kids that my grandfather, Brahma K is my uncle, but most of the people think he's my father and he's my grandfather because we had a very close relationship together. But he comes out of nine kids. He's the third born. He was a boxer, you know. But before I begin there, we come out from a very rooted family in the music. You know, my grandfather, his father was a organ player at Methodist Church in Kwalang. So he grew up around that environment, you know. Then his brother, his elder brother, Reginald, he was also a boxer. He played a bit of piano, but he also was a drummer. So I think his elder brother influenced him more, you know, to become a boxer and to become a drummer. And then years just went, and then he became a drummer and he went deep in it, you know, getting help from musicians around Kwalanga. And then I still remember them telling me at home that he used to borrow his drums, and there was a specific day that he just went to go take the drums without his permission. So he came back home with the drum set. He didn't ask for permission for the drum set. And then he got a nice one, a nice hiding. But why didn't you ask for the drum set? So he tried to work hard. That's where he branched out, working hard to get his own drum set. And yeah, and then that's where years went around his early ages, around 20, 21. That's where he met Babo, Uncle Dollar, I mean, Abdullah Ibrahim. And then, yeah, that's where he met Uncle Dollar. They used to come at home, you know, sleep over Gwalanga. And they built a relationship together with Uncle Johnny Getz on bass, you know. So it was these three Cape Tonians, a drummer, a piano player, and the bass player, you know, and they had that trio going on. And then there was a time they went to Johannesburg because they were going up and down to Johannesburg, going to Doge House, you know. And that, I think that's where they met Hugh Masekela, Johnny Jan, Kipo Mugetsi. And that's where the Jazz of Pistons was formed.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But there was a time that he left for England. He went to England doing a tour with King Kong. That was around the 1960s, 1959, going to the UK, Scotland, doing the King Kong tour. And then he spent some time in the UK. And I think there was a time where the tour just finished, you know, and they were just in exile at the time.
Yeah.
And that's where I think he watched a show by Arts Blackie. So when he watched that show, he was like, okay, now I'm done. I'm not a drummer. Let me just put all the sticks. I'm leaving this, you know. But the following week or two, he bought himself a new drum set. And he practiced. And he practiced and practiced.
Yeah.
And then he came home, did the same thing, practiced, and then that's where the Giants, the Jazz Giants was formed with Uncle Martin Gijima, you know?
Yeah.
That's where it was formed, and then they traveled up and down Johannesburg. And then he got a call from Abdullah, you know, Uncle Dollar, saying, hey, come this side. We want you this side, you know?
Yeah.
And then he left for Europe. Auntie Bidi, now known as Satima. That's where they met. I think it was the Dollar Brand Band at the time. So they played around Europe. At that time, that's where Duke Ellington, Coltrane came to the club, and they saw them. Like, hey, okay, I see these cats from South Africa, you know? And they just dotted them, noted them. Okay, one day we'll play with these cats.
Yeah.
And then after that, they called them, and then they went to Paris to record the album with Duke Ellington, with Satima at the time.
Yeah.
And that was it. Him traveling Europe, Denmark, because he stayed in Copenhagen at some point in his life, before he settled in at Switzerland.
Yeah.
Because he was in, he stayed for some time in Zurich, and then he settled in Basel. Mm. And then there was a time that he got married, I think. That was late 60s to 70s. They say at home, he sent down a picture of his wedding and a piece of cake from all the way from Switzerland to South Africa. And the whole family shared that. So my grandfather cut the pieces into, 12, because I mean, not 12, 11, because he was not around then.
Right.
There were 12 women, and they shared the cake as a family and just viewing the pictures of the wedding. You know?
Wow.
So he was also rooted at home. He missed home. You know, yeah, they all missed home, you know, hence where Uncle Hugh Masekela released that album, Home is Where the Music Is, you know. So, yeah.
Thank you.
great account, you know, and a memory, in fact, a walk down memory lane, the life and times of Nomakhaya Ntsoko here on the KJS Show as we gather and remember, you know, the drama, of course, as told by Kanu Ntsoko. You know, he's the grandson and he's also a drummer, as remember, you know, the true African giants of South Africa's jazz music, absolutely here on the KJS Show. Now, surely, you know, there's some stories, you know, some adventures that you particularly like, you know, from that time. Any personal favorites that you want to share with us?
My favorite one is the one I just said, actually. When he watched the show, at the Arts Blackie show, and he decided, okay, I'm not going to do this. Drumming is not for me, you know. But when he came back, he came strong, you know. And that's where his whole career just shot and just he boomed, you know. So I take that. That's one of my favorite stories, you know.
Yeah. Let's talk about the music, which is how we all got to know him, Gun. You know, his biggest collaborations to date. I mean, we've just mentioned the likes of Coltrane and, you know, there was Mel Waldron and Hugh Masekela and so on and so forth. But, you know, during his personal accounts with you, because I think there was also part of that conversation where you maybe even asked him, what was your favorite collaboration? You know, what would he say?
You know, I think I adopted that from him. He didn't favor it, you know, because it was a journey for him. So yeah, he didn't favor it, but he did whatever he did it for all of us, not just for his family, but for South Africa as a whole, you know. He knew that home is South Africa and the world is his, the world is his mine, you know, where he needs to go dig for gold and bring it back home, you know. So yeah, he didn't favor things.
Yeah, and you get to spend time with him, you know, when you were, and I think you were actively sharing on your social media pages during that time, moments that you shared together with him. And the times, there were times that some of us were almost envious, because I mean, you can imagine sitting with an elder, you know, and then lessons that he looked like he was engaging and sharing with you. Let's take a moment and take a brief walk through those times and the important conversations that you'll always remember him by.
You know, at home, we are very spiritual people. And he was so much of a spiritual being, you know, and very deep. And the only thing he would share is just believing, you know. Believing in God, there's a God, there's a higher power. Believing in yourself as a person, you know. And just pushing, you know, just move forward. Nothing can stop you. Besides yourself. So he was that kind of person, very quiet, but he did what he did moving forward, you know. So he was that kind of person, very silent, very quiet, but when he speaks, you hear the man has spoken.
Of course. Yeah, man, Kofifi FM, we are remembering drummer Makhaya Ntsoko in this hour and his contribution to the South African songbook, including two studio projects as a leader and many others as a sideman and as a band member. He transitioned early in the year and now we get time to spend, you know, with Kanu Ntsoko, who is the grandson to him, as we reflect and remember the life and times of Makhaya Ntsoko. Now, Kanu, you know, as much as Makhaya was a legendary musician, he was also not one for the spotlight, which also meant that we never really got to know the real Makhaya, but you did. You know, let's reflect on what kind of a man he was at home, you know, apart from the music, apart from, you know, writing, performing, traveling, that sort of thing, you know, some of his favorite things just being him. What was that like?
He was just a sense of a fresh air, you know. When he's around, you should know he wants to make tea for you. He wants everyone to sit down. He wants to make tea for you and biscuits and chocolate. He was a very sweet tooth. He had this very sweet tooth, you know. So he would buy all the sweets and chocolates. And he liked to be at home and with his family. And just enjoy the company of the family and the energy at home. Having conversations and just biscuits, chocolate, cake, you know. He was a character, being at home, very homely person, you know. He didn't mind that you were very young. He would say, no, sit down, sit down, sit down. He was a very special, special person.
Yeah.
I know that I deeply know that I had a very special place in his heart too, you know. Because gifted me his drum set, you know. In 2004, when I was also being active now playing, that was the drum set that he got back in the 60s when he watched Arts Blackie, you know. So he gifted me that in 2004, and that was very special. And it had like gravity. I will still treasure that, you know, him sharing that, you know. So he was the kind of person, very, he had an eye. He could see beyond, you know. I never knew that I would be a drummer, you know, but he knew that, hey, this one, he's going to be a drummer, you know. He had an eye. He was very vigilant.
Wow, incredible. Yeah. Incredible storytelling this Sunday, of course, as remember Makhaya Ntsoko's drummer, and he is his life and times, I suppose, you know, and we're taking a trip down memory lane with Makhaya Ntsoko this Sunday as he recounts the man, the music, and of course, the legend that is Makhaya Ntsoko. Now, as we wrap up this conversation, our tribute and remembering Makhaya, and what would you want the world to remember about Grandad?
The man was such a giant. And for him, it was not a big deal because he lived his life, you know. He didn't see himself as a giant. He was very humble about it, very, very humble. So what I would want the world to remember is him being humble, you know. As much as you could be such a big person in the world, but be humble, you know, be humble, and don't forget to believe in yourself as one also.
Yeah,
but in all, be humble.
Yeah. Love that. And of course, thank you so much for allowing us to preserve, you know, the memory of the legendary drummer, collaborator, band leader, you know, and as you chart forward in your career, we're looking forward to some of the exciting tributes that will follow. You know, I think this is not the first and the last. This is just, you know, a beginning that will follow through your music. And of course, in the meantime, his memory shall continue to be celebrated here on the show. And of course, thank you so much for joining us, Kanu, this Sunday.
Thank you.
Drummer and grandson, Makhaya Ntsoko, as we remember Makhaya Ntsoko on the KJazz Show.